Hi, everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
And in yesterday's article, we met Hansel and Gretel, who were at a German Christmas market in Germany.
Yeah, Gretel was telling Hansel all about this special event. Mm-hmm. Christmas markets can be found in Germany in November and December.
Always better when there's 2 months for Christmas. All right, well, at the market, they saw lots of cute decorations everywhere, probably with candy canes and Santa Claus and soldiers.
Yeah, nutcrackers.
Yeah.
You can buy some cool things too, like nutcrackers. They're cute and useful.
Mm-hmm. Get that nut inside there. Of course, there are lots of delicious things to eat too, like special cookies made with spices.
Yum. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else to eat there?
Well, Elsie, what a silly question.
Of course, right?
Of course there is. It's a market. All right. I'm ready to feel hungry. Are you ready to feel hungry?
Yes.
All right, let's read on.
Having fun at a German Christmas market. They keep walking around the market.
Do you want a sausage?
No, thanks.
One sausage and a Kartoffelpuffer, please.
What are Kartoffelpuffers?
They're potato pancakes. Look. They're selling Stroh in there.
They look like cakes with sugar on top.
Stroh is fruit bread with nuts, spices, and marzipan.
These drinks smell nice. Shall we have some hot chocolate?
You can have some, but I want to try some Glühwein.
Hey, you gave him too much money.
It's okay. We'll get it back when we give the mugs back.
My mug is pretty. I'd like to keep it.
Let's keep it as a souvenir.
Word power!
Potato. Potato. There are many potato dishes in the world, such as French fries. There are many potato dishes in the world, such as French fries.Bread, bread. I wanted to make a sandwich, but we don't have any bread. I wanted to make a sandwich, but we don't have any bread. Drink, drink. Which drink would you like? There's juice, tea, or soda. Which drink would you like?There's juice, tea, or soda. Pretty. Pretty. That painting is so pretty. You're good at art. That painting is so pretty. You're good at art.
All right, we're going to set the scene again here in our article. We are with Hansel and Gretel, and it says they keep walking around the market.
今天的背景来到啊，他们继续逛市集。我们看到 keep 这个字呢，它是继续做某事的意思，后面要加上的是动名词哦，所以 they keep walking, 他们继续走走走。
Mm-hmm. That means they didn't stop.
No.
Okay, so we're getting ready to smell some good smells here. Gretel says, do you want a sausage? And it seems obvious to me that the answer is yes.
Yeah, of course.
I want a sausage.
Gretel 问 Hansel 要不要吃 sausage, 香肠 I want one.
Yeah, me
do
too.
Do you want one?
Yeah. All right, well, Hansel, he does not. He says, no thanks.
He doesn't want a sausage.
Silly boy.
他竟然不吃So stupid. Oh, sorry.
All right. Well, Gretel.
Yeah.
She's a smart lady. She says, one sausage and a Kartoffelpuffer, please. I'm not sure I said it right. It's a fun word.
Uh-huh.
Kartoffelpuffer.
所以呢，这边他点餐了，他就说，麻烦来根 sausage, 香肠还有 Kartoffelpuffer.
Something like that, yeah. All right.
Okay. But what is it?
All right, good question. Hansel wants to know, too. He says, what are Kartoffelpuffers?
I don't know what they are either.
Me neither, but fortunately Gretel does. Gretel says they're potato pancakes.
Ah.
Which actually sound pretty good. Let's find out what a potato is. This is a noun. It's spelled P-O-T-A-T-O, potato. And we're going to find out what this yummy thing is right here. Okay, we are talking about the noun potato here. Now, a potato is a white vegetable with red skin, yellow skin, or brown skin. And potatoes grow under the ground, and of course, they grow very easily. So it is a vegetable you will see in a lot of different places, especially colder ones. A lot of potatoes grow in the mountains. There's potatoes in Canada all over the place. So they grow lots of places, and they grow very quickly and easily. Here's an example. There are many potato dishes in the world, such as French fries. There are many potato dishes in the world, such as French fries.
Potato 是马铃薯的意思，那我们有时候会捣碎马铃薯，把它做成马铃薯泥，马铃薯泥就叫做 mashed potatoes。
Mm-hmm.
那例句说到呢，世界上的马铃薯料理很多，像是薯条 French fries 就是其中一种。那回到我们的对话来啊，原来 kartoffel puffers、mm-hmm. 是马铃薯薄饼。Now they sound delicious to me.
All right, well, I love potatoes.、
Mm-hmm.
I also love sausage.
Yeah.
So I am ready for dinner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're totally ready.
Right, but Gretel isn't finished ordering food、
okay.
yet. She says, look, they're selling stollen there.
What is stollen?
Good question. It is not something that has been taken...from you, like somebody stealing.
Oh, it's not stolen. It's been told. 那是什么呢?
It's another German word, stolen.
Okay, stolen.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, Hansel says, they look like cakes with sugar on top.
Oh, so it's stolen. Oh, I know this one. 拾多了面包。
Mm-hmm.
它又叫做圣诞面包。那 on top of something 是在某物之上的意思，所以我们说呢，史多伦面包看起来像上面撒了 sugar 糖粉的蛋糕。
Yum. You can probably find this if you go to a German restaurant in Taipei,、
yeah.
I think.、
Mm-hmm.
Well, Gretel is going to explain what the stollen is. She says stollen is fruit bread with nuts, spices, and marzipan. Okay, so we've got...bread.
Yeah.
It's got three ingredients. We'll、mm-hmm. talk about those in a second. First, let's talk about the noun bread. It's spelled B-R-E-A-D, bread. And let's find out what it means. Okay, we are talking about another food noun here, this time bread. Now, bread is a type of food made out of flour, which comes from wheat.Now, we use bread to make sandwiches or eat with our soup, lots of different things. Now, bread is a food that has been around for thousands of years. In fact, it was one of the first foods that humans learned to make from a plant. Here's an example. I wanted to make a sandwich, but we don't have any bread. I wanted to make a sandwich, but we don't have any bread.
Bread 这个字呢代表就是面包啦，不过呢它是一个不可数名词哦，所以一块面包的话我们可以说 a piece of bread、
mm-hmm.
那我们例句说啊，我想要做个三明治，但是我们没有面包了。 We don't have bread anymore.
What?
We need to buy some bread.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, I thought the world ran out of bread and I was very surprised. Okay, so in this special stolen bread you can find fruit, nutsSpices and marzipan. Now, Elsie, I think you know what I'm about to ask. What is marzipan?
Marzipan 就是杏仁软糖。
Okay.
It's a kind of candy.
Oh.
史多伦面包里面呢，不仅有水果、坚果、香料，还有 marzipan, 杏仁软糖。
You know what? I actually didn't know what marzipan was in English either.
Oh, I looked it up.
Okay. All right, well, now that I know that marzipan is a kind of candy, I like this bread even more.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, Hansel is continuing to smell around the market. Mm-hmm. He says, these drinks smell nice. So now he's going up. Maybe he's got his nose in somebody's cup. Not a very good thing to do. Don't do that. But yes, he is smelling somebody's drink. Or he is smelling a drink. Now, this noun is spelled D-R-I-N-K, drink. Let's find out what it means. Okay, we're talking about the word drink here. Now, we're used to thinking about the word drink as a verb, such as when you take liquid and you put it in your mouth and then into your body. However, in this sentence, we're using it as a noun. The noun form of drink is the liquid that you put in your mouth when you drink. So, for example, milk, water, soda, juice, coffee, tea, these are all drinks. Here's an example. Which drink would you like? There's juice, tea, or soda. Which drink would you like? There's juice, tea, or soda.
Drink 在文章里呢，当名词用哦，它是饮料的意思。那例句问呢，你想要哪种饮料呢？有果汁、茶，还有汽水。那当然 ，drink 也可以当做动词，就是喝的意思。
Okay, so they're going to talk about some of the drinks he's smelling here.
Yeah.
It says, "Shall we have some hot chocolate?"
Oh, shall we? 是用这个字开头的问句啊。它是用在主动提供帮助建议或是询问意见的时候，所以 Hansel 就问我们要不要来喝些热巧克力呀、啊 Sounds good.
Now I'd just like to make a note about the word shall.
Shall we?
Shall is quite old-fashioned.
Yeah.
You might hear your grandma say it in English. You might hear someone British saying it. Usually in daily speech, we use should.
Should we?、
Should we?
Shall 这个字就是比较古老然后比较正式一点的用法、那通常口语上面用 should we 就可以了、
Okay, well here Gretel says, you can have some, but I want to try some glue wine.
Glue wine.
I know I didn't say that one right.
So, Gwyn? Glue?
Something like that.
All、
right. Well...Let's find out what it is.
So, glühwein 就是热红酒。Having some glühwein, why? In winter, can warm you up, right?
Yes. In English, we call this mulled wine.
Mulled wine.
That's right. So, mulled is spelled M-U-L-L-E-D, mulled.、And it usually will have some spices in it, maybe some fruit. It's very delicious.
I love mulled wine.、
All right. So...Maybe Hansel is going to have some hot chocolate、and Gretel is going to have some glue wine,、mulled wine,、but she is paying for the drinks、and Hansel says, hey, you gave him too much money.
What? 你给他太多钱了 Why did he give the person too much money?
Well, let's find out.
Okay.
Gretel says, it's okay.We'll get it back when we give the mugs back.
Oh, I see.、原来是喝完之后把 mugs, 马克杯拿回去就可以再把多付的钱拿回来。Just kind of deposit?
It's like a deposit, that's、right.
像押金一样。
Now, Hansel gets his mug, he's got his hot chocolate, and he says, oh, my mug is pretty.
Pretty.
Now, this is another word that we're going to talk about here. It's an adjective. Pretty is spelled P-R-E-T-T-Y, pretty. Let's find out what it means. All right, we are talking about the adjective pretty here. This is a word we use to describe something that's nice to look at, perhaps because it has a nice design or picture on it. Now, for example, we might use this word to talk about a dress. Here's another example. That painting is so pretty. You're good at art. That painting is so pretty. You're good at art.
Pretty 这个形容词就是好看的、精致的。所以我们例句说啊，那幅画真好看，你很擅长美术诶。那回到我们对话当中呢 ，Hansel 觉得他的马克杯很漂亮。
And he's not finished yet. He says, I'd like to keep it.
这边的 keep, 它就不像是前面一样解释为继续某个动作。这边的 keep 代表保有、保留。那另外我们看到 would like to do something, 或者是 would love to do something, 就是礼貌的陈述他想要、希望做的事情。Mm-hmm. 所以 Hansel 说，我想要留着这个马克杯。
Mm-hmm. Now, Gretel says, let's keep it as a souvenir. Now, that means they won't get their money back.
No.
They are paying for their mugs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Souvenir, 就是纪念品啦。所以 Gretel 最后就说，那我们就把它当纪念品留着吧，所以就没有还回去了。刚多付的钱也没有办法拿回来了。They can't take the money back.
Mm-hmm. But they get to keep this pretty mug、
yeah.
and use it again and again.、Mm-hmm. That's also something pretty cool to do.
Yes.、
But we are finished talking about the adventures of Hansel and Gretel at the German Christmas market. We are going to go to our magic box now, and we'll be back after that for review time.
Magic box, 找亮点。
Hello, 我是 Casey.Hello, 大家如果要翻译我希望某一件事情发生通常英文大家很直觉的应该会翻成 I hope or I want to do something 这是很正确的一种表达方式哦像是 I'm hoping to get a new camera on my birthday 我希望在我生日的时候呢可以得到一台新的相机不过呢只会 hope 跟 want 还不够哦今天就来跟 Casey 学学还有其他哪些可以表达想要希望的词吧首先呢如果你想要表示有礼貌的话通常会用 would like or would love to do something 这个片语举例来说 I'd like to go shopping rather than hiking 我想要去逛街而不是爬山诶 would like 后面呢除了接上不定词之外你也可以直接加上一个名词像是在餐厅点餐的时候你可能会听到店员这么问 would you like coffee or tea 你想要咖啡或是茶 would you like coffee or tea再来呢你也可以用 feel like 来表示想要哦后面呢可以直接加上动名词表达你想要去做的事情像是 it's warm outside I feel like going on a picnic 外面很温暖耶我想要去野餐 it's warm outside I feel like going on a picnic 最后呢想要表示比较强烈的想要或是希望那你可以用 be dying for 这个片语表示非常渴望I'm dying for something to eat. 我超想要吃东西的啊。好啦，以上几种就是常见的表达希望、想要的片语，大家都记起来了吗？来个小测验，考考大家，该怎么用 would like 的说法来说我想要一杯冰红茶呢？别走开，答案马上揭晓啦，拜。
The answer is, I'd like to have an iced black tea. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽
Alright, we are going to play another guessing game today, but this time, no questions allowed.
No.
No.
You have to watch me.
I am going to watch Elsie and try to guess the word power word by what she's doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.Okay, I'm ready. Are you ready?
I am ready, yes.
Okay, the first one.
It's a circle.
Oh, it's too big.
It's like a small oval. Okay. And you're cutting the small oval into pieces. And then you're eating them. This、uh-huh. is... It looks a bit smaller than bread, so it must be a potato.
Yeah, potato!、Okay. You got it right, Ma Ling Shu!
Okay.
Okay, do you want to do another one?
No, I think you better do another one so I can practice more.
Okay, so okay. this one.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Oh, well, I know you're doing the verb drink.
Uh-huh.
So this must be a drink.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
okay. So okay. drink, 饮料
I think I've got it.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to try one more.
All right. Oh, you look so pretty.
Thank
pretty, 漂亮的，好看的。
All right, well, we only have one word left, so I might as well just mime eating a sandwich.
Bread.
All right, well, you guys can play this kind of game too. There's lots of words in that article you can practice with. We have to say goodbye for today. So for A Plus English, I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Having fun at a German Christmas market. They keep walking around the market.
Do you want a sausage?
No, thanks.
One sausage and a Kartoffelpuffer, please.
What are Kartoffelpuffers?
They're potato pancakes. Look, they're selling Stollen there.
They look like cakes with sugar on top.
Stollen is fruit bread with nuts, spices, and marzipan.
These drinks smell nice. Shall we have some hot chocolate?
You can have some, but I want to try some Glühwein.
Hey, you gave him too much money.
It's okay. We'll get it back when we give the mugs back.
My mug is pretty. I'd like to keep it.
Let's keep it as a souvenir. Potato, potato. There are many potato dishes in the world, such as French fries. There are many potato dishes in the world, such as French fries. Bread, bread. I wanted to make a sandwich, but we don't have any bread. I wanted to make a sandwich, but we don't have any bread. Drink, drink. Which drink would you like? There's juice, tea, or soda. Which drink would you like? There's juice, tea, or soda. Pretty, pretty. That painting is so pretty. You're good at art. That painting is so pretty. You're good at art.